All right, hi everybody, and welcome to History Through Art. I believe it's week 11, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so let's go ahead and take a look at a new painting. And, of course, we'll do the standard procedure. We'll begin with first impressions and work our way through to understanding what it is that we are looking at. So, here we go. All right, so what are your first impressions upon viewing this image? What's your reaction? Sigourney, please.
It looks eerie, but there are a lot of very nice colors.
Oh, what an interesting, I agree with you. It looks eerie. That's a good word. Yeah, it looks eerie. What makes it look eerie, Sigourney?
It's dark and there are not many bright colors.
Yeah, it's dark in here. Yes, so it's an eerie kind of place. And there's more to it than that. There's a lot of shadows as well. It's eerie and a shadowy kind of a place. And at the same time, as you noted, it's colorful. So it's an interesting contrast, isn't it? I like that too. Okay. Dana, go ahead.
It's kind of interesting.
Okay.
Red and black is the one that I see most.
Okay, so you are drawn immediately to the man in black. Okay.
Yes.
It's interesting all around. Okay, so the artist has managed to create a scene that you feel is worth looking at. Okay, that's good. And in particular, you feel like looking at the man in black. Okay. All right, Patrick, what's your reaction to the painting?
Well, it seems like something's going on.
It seems eventful, is that it? Okay.
Something like that.
Okay, well, yeah, I would hope something's going on pretty much any painting we look at, but okay, maybe you can elaborate on that. What do you mean by something's going on? What do you feel?
It's like there's some sort of an argument or something.
Oh, okay. That's a pretty interesting reaction. So your sense that this scene involves some kind of conflict. Okay, yeah. That is good. That's a good specific point. Okay, Caleb, how about you?
I don't like the painting.
Okay, that's just fine. Why not?
Well, it doesn't seem very interesting to me quite yet.
So for you, and by interesting, Caleb, can you elaborate a little bit? What do you like to see in a painting that you're not getting here?
Well, it's hard to say.
Okay. I agree. It is sometimes hard to say with regard to rendering explicit that which we're kind of experience emotionally. But that is indeed the challenge of being a viewer of art, is to introspect and to say, I don't like this or that, and why not, and so on. So that is the challenge, Caleb. So keep giving it some thought and see if you can put words on that feeling, if you can name it more specifically. Is it you don't like it because you find it difficult to understand? Do you not like it because you find that it kind of has a negative mood, or you don't like it because, there's lots of different reasons. Let's see if we can find the because, and then that can help us to think more about our own reaction and about the painting. Rosetta, go ahead.
Well, I like the painting, but my favorite character is the man in the middle.
Okay. All right, so you and Dana both have the kind of a similar reaction. You like it, you find it worth looking at, and you're intrigued by the man in the middle. Okay, Henry Wyatt, go ahead.
This is Wyatt Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I find it a little interesting. Like, I don't quite know what's going on, so I find myself like, what's this, what's that?
Okay, all right. That's interesting. So interesting here, thank you for that, because what you're saying is, interesting means that you find that your mind is searching for information, that the artist has created a scene that has you looking for identifications, has made it worth your while to use your eyes and to think and try to figure things out. All right, yeah, I agree. I think this image is, I'm going to try to put words on this, right? I'm going to say, I think this universe that the artist has created is richly populated. You kind of get what I mean by that? Populated means having people in it, right? But it can also mean just simply having stuff in it. I think that this universe is richly populated. It doesn't feel like an empty universe. It feels like a universe full of things worth looking at. It is textured, which means the universe has lots of different feelings. It has different kinds of things that you would want to touch as well, and that would obviously feel different to the touch. And it has a lot of character. There's a lot of people with different kinds of thoughts and feelings. I find myself very interested by the painting. I feel that it is a painting that rewards us for being interested and looking around more closely. Okay, last one on the first reactions front. Abby, go ahead.
Well, it looks, I'm drawn to the man in black, and I like the painting because it makes me excited to try to decipher what's going on.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Right, it is, the artist has challenged us to use our eyes and our minds. I agree. Okay, so let's go do it. Let's work on it as a team. Okay, so now I've already heard mention numerous times of the man in black, so I guess, you know, still we're going to go back to that main question, which is there one main character? If so, who and why? Or are there more than one main characters? If so, how many? Who and why? And finally, is there no main character? Okay, so let's work on that. And remember, of course, that the key answer is not so much it's there's one or there's two, but the reasons why, right? We want to identify how do artists do this? How do they create a main character? So Gurney, get us started.
I was going to say, I think there are three main characters.
Okay.
The man in the center in black, because he's in the center and he's high up.
And he's in black? Okay. And who are the other two?
And the other two are the ones that have the crowns on.
Okay, so
they're... It looks like they're queens and kings.
Okay, and they are the ones that he is facing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, all good answers, right? A character is definitely going to be elevated because he's wearing a crown. Clothing is definitely one of the things that an artist will do to change the way that we see somebody. So, if he puts a person all in black, then that person becomes quite imposing. And if he puts a crown on somebody's head, well, similarly, right? We react to them. Okay, so what other means? So, do you guys agree, disagree, and why? Patrick, go ahead.
I think that there's three main characters.
Okay, you agree. And do you agree with the choices that Sigourney made?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you give me another reason why you would choose these particular characters?
Well, what characters do you mean?
The man in black. I thought you agreed. The man in black and these two here.
Yeah.
So, what are the reasons then? This is what we're looking for. Go ahead.
Well, the man in black is in the middle.
In the middle? Okay. I think we said that, but good. Let's keep with that. Keep going. What else?
And the two people over there that his eyes are facing toward.
Okay.
The one with the crown.
Yes. So the fact that this man is looking at them makes them more important. That's a good point. Okay, so where people are looking in the painting matters. Rosetta?
I think that the middleman's the main character.
Okay, what else?
Of his posture, and he's in the middle, and he's high up.
Okay, so posture, and I would add gesture as well, right? Interesting. He's standing very erect, and his hands are arranged in an interesting manner. And so, yeah, just the way that he is standing is by itself interesting. Yeah, and then, well, we do have lines in this painting that are rather interesting. And so I'm just going to highlight once again what I personally already mentioned with regard to who is everybody looking at, right? So we got this guy down here. Who is he looking at? Him. This lady over here, who is she looking at? Him. This man over here, who is he looking at? Him. Now, not everybody. It's rather interesting, isn't it? There's quite a collection of characters who are looking at the man in black. However, not everybody's looking at the man in black, right? So it's kind of interesting. The man in black himself, of course, seems to be looking at this lady. And it would seem that this character over here is also looking at her. And it would seem that this character right here is looking over in their direction, maybe not necessarily at her, but perhaps at both of them as well. So it's interesting in this painting that the eyes of our characters really guide us towards people, right? Main characters are characters that deserve attention, and the artist tells us so by showing us that characters in the painting are looking at them. Okay. What else? What else elevates certain characters? Caleb, go ahead.
Well, them being more standing out, like wearing things that none of the other people are wearing, unusual things.
All right, so other than black and a crown. Yes, indeed, but let's be specific. Other than the black outfit and the crown, what are those things in this painting? I mean, that is generally true, but are there other particulars in this painting?
Well, lots of the main characters, well, we think they're main characters, they're being looked at.
Okay, I said that, I just said that. All right. Okay, so let's see. I would say the fact that this lady is wearing a shiny yellow gown, dress, is kind of an interesting feature. She's all in one color, kind of like him. Now, that's not the only thing. I would also say these two people here are seated on an elevated platform. So whenever in art, some characters are shown higher up than others, we expect that they are more important. And it's interesting because this guy back here is down below. These characters are at a lower level. Meanwhile, this character in black is at a medium level, but these ones are at the highest level and they are seated. Okay, so let's keep going. Anything else, Abby?
Well, I just wanted to say that I agree with the three characters, but
okay.
I think that the man in black is, he's in the middle, and he looks like he's talking or making some sort of gesture, and the man with the crown,
mm-hmm.
and just like you said, he's elevated on an elevated platform, and he's wearing nice clothes, and so is the lady in the yellow gown, but the lady in the yellow gown, she seems to be looking down and being slightly disinterested.
Well, we're going to have to interpret that, aren't we? We're going to have to figure out if that's disinterest or not. But what I wanted to add to what's been said so far is that these characters within this frame here are the ones, they're kind of interacting with each other within the center of an assembly, right? If we look at the way that all the characters are arranged here, they're kind of presented as a big group, and with at the center of that group, these people here are having a certain interaction, which primarily is the man in black looking over at these two others, and well, there's what's happening between them. Okay, so I think that's all we need on the front of main characters. We could also say that the lighting, I wanted to mention one other thing, the lighting encourages us to look at these characters, and because there's so much darkness up above, and the characters kind of to the edges also are kind of in darker areas, and so this invites us to look kind of in the center also, to a certain degree. Okay, I think now our purpose should be to focus on that person who we've named as the main character. So let's go ahead and take a little bit closer look at him and say whatever it is that we can say about him. So what we want to do here is be very careful in our description. So take a close look. Look at the clothing. Look at the body parts. Look at the face. Gesture. Posture. Right? All right. So it all adds up. What he's doing, what he's looking at. Let's exhaust this here for all it's worth, because we have a lot of good information before us. Okay. So what do we have? Dana, get us started.
His face looks grim.
The face
looks strict.
Okay, in what regard? Give me an observable fact.
From his nose, his eyes, and his mouth, his mouth looks firm, his eyes look strict, and his nose.
Yeah, now one thing that the artist did with what did he do with the eyes, Dana, which is kind of a good trick to make us feel a certain mood. What did he do with the eyes?
I think they're crossed. I think it's that.
It's not quite what I was asking for. Can you guys see what he did here? Can we really see the eyes? Not so much. What did he do here that's kind of a trick with regard to the eyes? Abby?
He kind of made them look like they're closed and a bit sunken in.
Yeah, what he did in order to achieve that effect was he made the lighting so that this would create a really deep shadow here on the face. So it makes the face look quite gloomy, quite dark, because we can't see under this little canopy created by his brow. And so his look is quite dark. And Dana mentioned his lips are tight. Right? Okay. And I would even mention that we can see his jaw and we can see his cheeks. So he has this kind of thin look, and kind of his face seems tight. Face seems tight. So you add all those together and we would say that, well, what does it add up to is kind of a tricky question. I'm going to move this over 1 second because we're going to need to do that in just a minute. So we'll keep our focus on him. But the face is definitely a face, a severe face. Maybe I'm going to add it all up and say it's a severe look. Okay. So what else? You can focus on the face if you want, but you can tell me anything else that you observe. Okay, Patrick, what do you observe?
Well, it seems like he's... Well, we all know what he's looking at.
Well, what is he? No, let's name it. What is he looking at?
Well, I think that he's looking at the king and queen.
Well, can he look at both of them at the same time? Well, is it an equal thing?
Well, not really.
Well, then which one is it, do you think? Which one do you vote for? Is he looking at the queen or at the king? And we are using those expressions. We're assuming that we pretty much know that we can say that. So let's go ahead and say it.
He looks more like he's looking at the queen.
Alright.
He's disinterested.
He looks at the queen. I'm going to say I agree, and I'm going to go ahead and just give us a nice line here and say, alright, does this line go like this to the king? Yeah. Doesn't quite feel right, does it? So then, I'm going to go and get rid of it and suggest that, really, this gaze is very level, and it's at her. Any strong feelings one way or another? Does anybody disagree with Patrick and me about whether or not he is... He's looking at the queen. I think he's looking at the queen, and that's kind of interesting because she's not looking at him. So, Gurney, go ahead.
I agree with Patrick and you that he's looking at the queen.
Okay. What else? Anything else?
No.
Okay. All right. We could also say he's wearing this red kind of undergarments in addition to his black outfit, which seems like a kind of interesting outfit with some fur lining on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an interesting outfit. I really haven't seen much like that before. It's not a royal outfit like the ones we see on the other characters. And yet at the same time, it's an interesting, seems like a really... You wouldn't mind getting caught in the cold weather with this outfit. It seems like quite a good, sturdy outfit, except not particularly nice. More kind of a practical outfit. But, Abby, what else?
I was just saying, I agree with you and Patrick about him looking at the queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to add that the queen looks as if she's trying to avoid.
Okay. Let's hold off on the queen, because you're right, but let's not get ahead of ourselves here. We gotta look at our main character, Rosetta.
I wanted to say that I saw a lion and a castle on where the queen and the king were sitting.
Oh, yeah. I'm having trouble keeping you guys under control here. Mm. All right. No, we're not going to talk about that. I want information about the main character. Stop telling me about other things. No, you know what? Look, I don't want you to feel bad, Rosetta. You're absolutely right, and there's nothing wrong with letting your eyes wander over the image. But as far as getting somewhere in the class is concerned, we need to focus. So help me to focus. Stay focused with me. I want now information on gesture and posture. We said that these things make this character more interesting and contribute to him being a main character. Well, then tell me what they are. Now, just to be clear, right, when I say posture, what does it mean? When people say posture, let's go over that category a minute here together. What is posture? What is posture? And when are you guys correct? I hope you guys get corrected on your posture every once in a while by folks around you. I hope you do. So if you do, you should be able to tell me what it is. What is posture? When do you get corrected as a child on your posture, especially? What do you think? Abby, can you help us with that?
Well, posture is the way you stand, whether you're straight or you're slouching. And times when people usually get corrected on their posture is when they're slouching over and their back is bent over something, and they're told to stand up straight.
Okay. And posture can apply to the way that you're sitting as well. Right? Okay, so what it means is, posture means the way that you are holding your body, and whether or not that indicates your control over your body, and what that tells other people about how you are feeling and how you are interacting with them. So right now, unbeknownst to Patrick, he has adopted a posture that I'm not very keen on. So he's feeling like maybe I haven't asked him enough questions, and he has adopted the posture of putting his elbow on the table and resting his chin on there. So that tells me he's not very interested right now. So I would normally correct his posture, and I would say, sit up. Sit up straight, and please try to pay attention. Yes, and now he's saying that, no, I'm wrong, Dad. But anyway, but posture does say a lot. Posture does communicate, even if you don't intend it to, right? So what does posture communicate with this man? What is his standing posture? What would you say about him? Okay, Henry or Wyatt?
This is Wyatt. It is very firm, straight, and not very...
Yeah, definitely very upright. You're absolutely right about that. Definitely upright. Okay. And so, we could say he's standing very upright. But beyond that, what about like the neck and the head also? Don't those contribute, right, to how we feel about a character?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What did you want to add something?
Yeah, I tried doing the posture.
Yes.
And I can tell what he's feeling like.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now this is a good example of one that we need an in-class history through art selfie. Are you going to do one of those, Wyatt? I like the one you did for the first painting. If we did an in-class history through art selfie here, we could just stand. I think Patrick needs some practice with this too, so let's go ahead and do it. Let's stand, and okay, feet apart, and the foot that's in front is pointing in the direction that the character is looking. All right, so that foot goes that way. Try to mimic my posture here, Patrick. Okay. And so, all right, good. All right, so now we have our 2 feet. Now we're looking in the direction of the 1 foot pointing that way. And then what do? We're going to take, actually, we've been doing a mirror image. Let's do the exact same. So we got the right foot pointing at the characters, and we're looking off. So then what do we do with our right hand, Wyatt?
The right hand is on the chest, and the left hand is out.
Okay, so right hand up to the chest, please. Right hand up to the chest. Okay, good. And we can certainly talk about what that means. And then look at the left hand. The left hand is down and out to the side. Down and out to the side, and what else can you tell us about it, Wyatt?
Well, he is, you have to be careful that you aren't too bent over, you have to be careful not to try to swing it back too much or to find yourself bending over backwards, and he's not doing that.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay, but let's describe the hand. Sigourney, maybe, the hands are going up and down here, so I'm not sure who's got something to add. What about the hand? If we're gonna get the hand right, how are we gonna do it, Abby?
Well, one hand should be up and bent just a little bit so that the knuckles are sticking out on the chest. The other hand is curved with the thumb out, and to me that looks like a gesture of why?
A question. Well, I'm not so sure. Now, so the thumb is out, and that the other fingers are also pretty much open, not in an exaggerated way, but basically the palm is kind of facing in the direction, kind of outwards like that. It's the arm is extended. I need my better annotation tool here. The arm is extended slightly downwards, like this. Okay, so now what I want to do is I want to show you the wider context and to take you back. And this is about where we're going to have to end for today. But I want you to notice what happens when we pay attention to that. Okay. If you notice that his arm is extended back like that, with the palm slightly open, downwards, what do we think that that means? What do we think that that means? Nobody can interpret that one quite yet. Rosetta?
I think she's pointing to the man that's next to him holding something. He's like pointing to what the man is holding.
Yeah, now it's not pointing. It's not pointing, but you're right that he is indicating. I'm going to be... saying that basically what he's doing without pointing to a specific object is he is indicating things that are in this part of the painting. He's saying, look over here. In a sense, there are things over here to be looked at. Okay? And so, interestingly though, the characters that he is communicating with, neither of them is doing that. So something's going on here. We're going to have to understand what is their reaction to this character's gesture. Now, we also didn't say one more thing, which we need to sneak in here, which is that what is this gesture of pointing to the chest like this? What is this gesture? We've seen it before, haven't we? We see it quite a bit, Abby?
Something related to God.
Maybe. No. Usually when we're thinking about a symbolic gesture having to do with God, it might be looking up into the sky, right? Like in our previous paintings. I'm not so sure. I think this is more straightforward than that. It's a gesture pointing to himself, right? He's looking at this person, and he's pointing to himself. Not quite hand on the heart. So this is very interesting. We're going to have to maybe do some comparisons between different paintings. Is this a heartfelt gesture, maybe? We have to think about if that's the essence of it, or if it's pointing to himself. So we'll have to maybe bat that one around. I think it's more pointing to himself, but could have an element of both. And then indicating these objects down here, which we should take a close look at. All right, so next time we will indeed do that. All right, that will be our focus. We'll turn to our other main characters and then do what everybody is very tempted to do, look around, because this is a painting that definitely invites us to look around and is exciting to see. And as somebody has noticed, there are interesting decorations. So I'm sure that will give us some important insight into what we are observing. All right, very good, folks. As usual, good observations. Thank you very much for your help in looking at the painting. And so I hope you enjoy your weekend and look forward to coming back next week. Bye for now, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.